98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Between 5 and 8 inches of snow blanketed the Fox Valley over the weekend, bringing November to a close. The highest totals came from Manitowoc with 8 inches. Prepare for bitter cold to move in this week. The low Wednesday night will be below zero, and Thursday's high will reach just 15. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced that the U.S. Department of Justice will not apply new restrictions to Victims of Crime Act and Violence Against Women Act funding after Wisconsin joined a multi-state lawsuit to block the change. According to a press release, the new restrictions would have required survivors of domestic violence and other crimes to prove their immigration status to qualify for the funding. The lawsuit argued that the funding appropriated by Congress for the programs was deliberately designed to reach every eligible survivor, regardless of immigration status.
A new report shows increasing deportations and anti-immigrant sentiments harm our social safety net programs like Social Security. As America's baby boomers continue to retire, the number of American-born workers is expected to dramatically drop over the next decade. There are an estimated 70,000 people who are undocumented in Wisconsin, according to data from the Migration Policy Institute. They estimate about 47,000 of them are employed. The Economic Policy Institute put out an analysis that shows it will be impossible to maintain normal GDP growth without immigrant workers. Report author Josh Bivens.
It does make things like Social Security and Medicare a little harder to sustain. If we have a steady flow of younger immigrant workers coming in, that just makes it much easier to sustain those really important social insurance programs.
Workers pay into Medicare and Social Security, and that includes workers without legal immigration status. According to Social Security trustees, the program will not be able to pay full benefits after 2036. The Trump administration says it hopes to deport 1 million immigrants each year to secure borders and jobs for American-born workers. More than 1.2 million immigrants disappeared from the U.S. labor force in the first half of 2025, according to the Pew Research Center. The National Bureau of Economic Research shows increases in immigration actually lead to more jobs overall and higher wages for U.S.-born workers.
The really immigrant-heavy part of residential construction is maybe the framing and digging out the foundation. Well, if that doesn't get done, the part of construction that is more intensive in the use of U.S.-born workers, like maybe the electrician and the plumber, they can't do their work.
Immigrants make up nearly 20% of the overall American workforce. Nearly half of all farming, fishing, and home health care work is done by immigrants. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
Lawsuits over Wisconsin's legislative maps in front of the state Supreme Court will move forward. There are two suits at play. One argues that the maps are an anti-competition gerrymander, and the other argues that the maps violate the state constitution. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ordered the cases to be heard by separate three-judge panels. Drivers who have a valid commercial driver's license with a passenger or P endorsement are encouraged to apply to be a driver for Valley Transit, the public transportation service in the Fox Cities. A press release from the organization said to address a shortage of drivers, the company is offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus to operators with a clean driving record. Valley Transit operates the bus line in the Fox Cities, including Appleton, Buchanan, Grand Chute, Kaukauna, Kimberly, Little Chute, Menasha, Nina, and Fox Crossing. Recently, the American Red Cross Northeast Wisconsin chapter honored a local hero, not for her blood donations, but for quick thinking. Dominique McQueen lives in Green Bay, but she works in Wausau as a public defender. That's where her story of being the Good Samaritan hero for 2025 starts, in the Marathon County Courthouse.
Well, I was in court one day, and there was a gentleman in the gallery, and we thought at first he was sleeping. He was kind of making some snoring noises, and the judge thought he was sleeping. The judge banged his gavel, and the DA was like, "I don't think he's okay." She's like, "Can I go approach him?" And then she did, and she's like, "I don't think he's okay. We need to call 911." So I jumped up and asked her to help me get him down to the floor, and I performed CPR on him until court security could get there.
To put it bluntly, McQueen, through fast thinking and knowledge of CPR, saved that man's life.
At a previous job, I got CPRA certified, okay. So that's how I knew how to do that. It was terrifying, and I still don't know how I did it. I just acted, and afterwards, I'm pretty sure I was in shock for just a couple hours after that. So
McQueen advises everyone to take a course in CPR.
I would ask everybody that is able to get CPRA certified, because honestly, it's something you hope you never have to use, but if you're ever in that situation, you want to be able to do it.
The American Red Cross offers many CPR classes and certification programs. Find out more at redcross.org. There are also many other organizations that offer training in CPR and the use of automatic external defibrillators, all designed to help save lives. Visit dhs.wisconsin.gov/ems/licensing/cpr.htm to find the one that fits your needs best. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
It's the Bucks and the Wizards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks on the road tonight against the Wizards at the Capital One Arena in downtown Washington. The Bucks have Giannis and Kevin Porter Jr. back from injuries, able to end that 7-game losing streak over the weekend. College football. Wisconsin lost at Minnesota 17-7. So after finishing 4-8, where's the Badgers program headed? Luke Fickell.
It is what it is right now. You know, so we know more than anything that we have to grow. We have to move forward. We have to build on the positive things that we do have, and that's the only thing we can do. Whether we create our own momentum and energy, and that's where we've got to make sure that that isn't lost.
NFL, the Packers host the Bears Sunday at Lambeau Field. The Bears have won 5 in a row and are in first place after beating the Eagles.
You know, in the NFC North, it's a tight race. There's a lot of good football teams in our division, so we got to come out here and handle business.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Cloudy today with a little light snow this afternoon into this evening. Our high right around 23 with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 9 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, mostly cloudy by afternoon with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.